Daily News, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, May the 3rd, 2006. The Israeli army arrest two residents from Kofar Raye village near Jenin and invade the city and nearby village of Zabadda, arresting one, while a handicapped young man was arrested from Beit Awa village near Hebron. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Israeli army invaded the village of Kofar Raye, southwest of the West Bank city of Jenin, and arrested two residents Wednesday morning. Ayman Milham, 16, and Fadi Mishred, also 16, were arrested when troops stormed the village and searched several residents' homes. The two were taken to unknown locations, eyewitnesses said. Soldiers used sound bombs and fired live rounds into homes during the search. They also searched civilian cars and detained residents for hours. Israeli armed forces invaded the West Bank city of Jenin and the nearby village of Al-Zabada and arrested one resident on Wednesday at dawn. In Jenin city, troops and jeeps stormed residents' homes before arresting Youssef Esmerat, 23. He was taken to an unknown location. No reason for his arrest was given, his family reported. To the southeast of the city, troops entered Al-Zababda village from several directions, conducting a wide-scale search campaign, which lasted all morning. No arrests were made, residents reported. Israeli troops arrested Ashraf al-Masalma, 23, from the village of Beit Awa near the West Bank city of Hebron on Wednesday. Al-Masalma is handicapped and uses a wheelchair. He went missing last night and his family searched for him all night. In the morning, the family found his wheelchair and clothes near the wall. The family checked with the DCO office in Hebron City and discovered that the army had arrested Al-Masalma near the wall construction site close to the village, and he is currently being interrogated at an army facility in the nearby Hajjai settlement, his brother reported. In a pre-dawn invasion to the village of Obadiah, east of the West Bank city of Bethlehem, Israeli troops arrested three young men on Wednesday morning. The arrestees were identified as Firas Hassana, 19, Hamza Abu Sahan, 23, and Jamil Shaneta, 20. All were taken to an unknown location. More than 12 jeeps invaded the village and searched several homes, including the home of Hassana's father, before taking him to an unknown destination, local sources reported. Israeli soldiers stationed at Al-Bathan military checkpoint on the western entrance of the West Bank city of Nablus are keeping it closed this Wednesday. According to eyewitnesses, the soldiers announced that the checkpoint is a closed military zone and are shooting at anyone who tries to cross or approach them. This is a vital entrance into the city as it is used by hundreds of people daily to enter Nablus from surrounding villages and towns. Meanwhile, the army imposed curfew on the town of Hawawa, south of Nablus city, on Wednesday morning. Troops stormed the town and occupied a building, using it as a military post. Army jeeps also went around the town and imposed curfew. Soldiers imposed curfew over Harara several times in the last few days. On Wednesday morning, Israeli troops arrested one resident from Atel village and one from Saida. Both villages are situated north of the West Bank city of Tulkarem. Yasser Adawa, 28, from Saida village, was arrested at the Bitonia military checkpoint whilst travelling to Ramallah. Wajdi Abul Khalil, 25, was arrested when troops stormed Atel village and searched several homes before taking him to an unknown location, local sources reported. Soldiers stationed on the military checkpoint at Tulkarem city exit did not allow the residents to pass and closed the checkpoint and detained civilians in their cars for hours, residents reported. And that's just some of the news for today in Palestine. For constant updates, check out the International Middle East Media Centre website, www.imemc.org. As always, thanks for joining us. From Occupy Bethlehem, this is Penny Quinton.